A word for you from Galatians 6 and verse 9. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Christianity is not so much a short distance sprint as a long distance marathon, a mountain marathon. We need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. Our highest priority is to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, making disciples of all nations, teaching obedience to all things that the Lord has commanded. We can endure far more than we think we can. We can accomplish far more than we ever imagined. We need our minds and our muscles to be stretched. We need our faith to be strengthened. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. We need our understanding of the scripture to be deepened, our vision to be widened. Look at the fields which are ripe unto harvest. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom your faith depends from beginning to end. You need to build up your physical endurance, your mental focus, your emotional intensity, along with academic assignments, practical challenges. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that when I come and see you, or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Wholehearted work in difficult situations is so much of what is required in Christian discipleship and missionary service. Yet many people today are spiritually lazy and mentally lazy. We need to be Christians who persevere unto the end, holding fast the word of God, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ Jesus, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. We need to free ourselves from the short-term, self-centered, instant, disposable, materialistic, throwaway culture, that mentality of shallowness and superficiality. God has called us to long-distance mountain marathons. We need spiritual stamina. We need to stretch our minds and our muscles and deepen our faith, widening our vision, pressing onwards towards the goal of the prize of upward call in Christ Jesus. Finally, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me also, but to those who loved his appearing. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Do not be entangled again by a yoke of bondage. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him, holding fast to the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.